There are agendas up here if anybody would like one. We're going to begin the meeting. I would like to begin this meeting with a moment of silence in recognition of tomorrow's very unfortunate anniversary of 9/11, and a moment of silence for all those who lost their lives and have been trying to prevail against that kind of terrorism since then. Thank you.
God bless their souls.
Begin with a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
Second. All in favor? We're the two of us tonight. And all in favor?
Aye.
This was very much a part of that moment of silence. Approving the minutes of July 2nd, our regular meeting. And July 24th, we're doing both together, might as well.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as printed for July 2nd and July 24th.
Second. Any discussion, any changes? I thought they were fine.
I do too.
Yeah, okay. Approved. All in favor?
Aye.
I have a brief report, and I'd like to add a couple of things to it. In addition to A, B, and C, I'd like to do D, E, and F and talk just for a minute about a couple of items that have just come up that are minor. First, I think the selectmen would love to thank the building committee at the grammar school who have worked hard on this restoration of both buildings, the contractors, the effort that's gone into this, the coordination with the teachers. And when you walk in there, it's kind of uplifting. And to me, it sort of showed off how good that upper building is and how well it was conceived when it first was built. And it is now past the 50-year mark, so it's on the historic, I think it's on the historic register. Is that right, Jeff? Do you know?
I know that it's a famous architect, but I don't know if it's on the registry.
Yeah, I think it's on the Connecticut Registry. Anyway, it's a beautiful building for teaching young children. They did a fantastic job. I think it's bright now, airy, light, safe. So I'd like to thank them. Bears, there seem to be no more bear encounters in the center of town. It really only took about 2 days for them to go away after we put bear-proof containers and started managing the garbage a little bit better. So unless something's different, I haven't heard of anything in the last couple of months. 10 mile waters.
We had one on Bristol Street.
Oh, you did?
Visionary week and a half ago.
Okay. Did he cause any problems or just walking around?
He was going after the rubbish and then it disappeared behind
the Yeah, it's very much a garbage related thing. So, 10 Mile Watershed, I just wanted to mention that that's a big collaborative that's more based in New York State. This is the drainage area for the 10 Mile River, which in turn goes, I think it goes into the Hudson. More in New York State, but Salisbury's involved in sort of the Beeslick area, kind of the drainage from Hotchkiss School to the west, which all goes into the 10 Mile. So there was one meeting, and there will be more. I think they're now asking that all the towns provide any information they have on background, on the health of the watersheds, the land use issues. So it's really a lot about land use, and it's good. It's a good group, and we're happy to be part of it. Just like to mention the driveway aprons that are being torn up in Lakeville. There are, I think, 12, and we agreed that six of them were in terribly built, and so the contractor obviously agreed to do that. It's actually a subcontractor. DOT asked us to tear them all up. We really protested that as far as we could go because we don't think it was necessary, but in the end they prevailed. So I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I think they're going to be paved on Wednesday. Obviously, the town's not paying for this, and it's an agreement between the contractor and DOT. But we ask that they not do this. And I have emails here from July 17th where we didn't prevent. Just got a message today that White Hollow Road is going to be closed on Wednesday on the Sharon end beyond Calkinstown. They're taking down a great big tree with a crane. It won't take all day, but we got a message and how long that will close for. And the last thing I'd like to mention is I talked to Donnie today, Reed. They had in August 52 fire calls. Fully half of them were for faulty fire alarms, smoke alarms. And so you just think about that, that 26 times in a month, everyone has to leave their job and go deal with something that probably could be fixed or dismantled or something. So just please try to get those things shaped up and not having so many false alarms. Chris, do you have anything to
I know that the false alarms are, you know, it pulls the force to one side of the town, and if there's a fire on the other side of the town that happens, then they're occupied.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we need to look at that, get it taken care of.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had for my my report, but I'd like to move on to new business. We have a request to appoint Georgia Petrie, the coordinator for the Affordable Housing Commission, until the end of 18, so that would be for 3 or 4 months. So could I get a motion?
Make a motion that Georgia Petrie be the coordinator.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Reappointing Ruth Mulcahy as the administrator through December 18, and then the new appointments on all these come up in November.
Make a motion that Ruth Mulcahy is appointed administrator of the Inland Wetlands.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, we were reminded that we hadn't made that retroactive. So, Alana Mulligan has left the Conservation Inland Wetlands Commission. And she was a great young member, but she hasn't been able to get to meetings. And so I'd like to accept her resignation and appoint Carrie Ullman to move her up from alternate to full member. Carrie's been on as an alternate. She represents Lakeville Lake, which is a good thing.
Make a motion to accept Alana Mulligan's resignation with great thanks for her input into the commission, as well as appointment of Carrie Ullman as the conservation member to take the place.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Planning and zoning has been trying to weave into their regulations the higher density apartment and I guess subdivision regulations to allow some of, and I'm not on planning and zoning, but I believe that since the zoning regulations, no apartment building or large house in the village centers can have more than 3 apartments, and those that have more are pre-existing. And so there has been a request from some property owners to allow a higher density, and it hasn't been allowed. One of the obvious ones that request has come publicly is the Chinese restaurant, which would hopefully be able to be purchased by somebody who's already made himself known and come to planning and zoning. And there are other large buildings. The one thing they found out is they can't quote spot zone, so you can't say a property should get this. You have to redo the regulations. I know that planning and zoning has negotiated this quite hard over the summer to have a planner and hire them to redo all those regulations, including a build out for all the properties that could potentially be built on in both villages. So they would like our approval of a $42,000 expenditure. Not necessarily our approval, but our recommendation to take it to the town meeting. And the Board of Finance will be talking about this, and then it will go to a town meeting sometime in the near future. So
I'll make a motion that the approval of $42,000 for the expenditure of planning upgrades per planning and zoning be moved to what it's
recommended to
a town meeting. Let the people decide.
I'll second that, and we'll mention that they were unanimous in their vote to move ahead with this and ask for our approval. So, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The town hall steps and the whole general facade. We've been wrestling with this for years. The ramps are illegal. They are under ice flows off the roof, and we have to shut them in the winter, which puts us in violation of the handicap access. We do have a design that was done several years ago by a firm called Brown Sardinia, who then, this was all worked through engineering specs with WMC. A lot of it's in the state right of way. The proposal is to move the ramps out about 8 feet, and then that will involve a retaining wall on both sides, and we have to narrow up the steps a little bit and have wheelchair access come in between the two outside pillars on each side. And it's an involved plan. It involves a lot of granite and obviously rebuilding the steps in granite so that they don't fall apart every 4 years. They are coming apart right now and we can't patch them again. So we sought bids on this. We asked the contractor WMC, we asked AJ, who's done the work at the grade school, both those companies, and we asked a local granite builder in Massachusetts and two other local contractors, and we gave a bid deadline a couple of weeks ago, and we received one bid for $278,000. And a day later, a second bid came in, which was too late, but it was $391,000. And the Massachusetts firm had been $450,000. So we would like to move ahead. The what's before us tonight is $239,000. The town meeting has already approved $200,000 for this, but we didn't know where it was going to come in. So the difference between $278,000 and $239,000 is the front bluestone landing area, which the proposal would be to take all that out and replace it at the same time. That belongs at a town meeting. To change from 200 to 278, but in the meantime, we got to get this thing going. So we have agreed to 200, and I'd like our approval for the other 39 tonight, because we have that in various capital items for town hall and building and land. And then in the meantime, at least we can get them started, and we will go to the town meeting with the zoning issue and this, and probably several other financial items that have come up, one of which I'm going to talk about at the end.
So I make a motion to approve not only the $200,000 that we previously had approved, but to add to $39,740 for the expenditure of Stone Structures LLC to rebuild the ramp, steps, and facade at the Salisbury Town Hall.
Okay. Second? I second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, this is also going to be discussed by the Board of Finance, and then it'll be in front of a town meeting. with the streetlights, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. We patched up and repainted the Dutchers Bridge Cemetery, and that was, and we periodically seek a grant when it's available for $2,500. It used to be $2,000 from the state for what they call neglected cemeteries. We received that. Probably best idea would be to allocate it all to Dutchers Bridge and get that. That cemetery really tuned up. It needs a few doors to be placed and painted. So what is required is for me, or for us, to authorize on behalf of the selectmen, we have to make an official motion, and we've basically received the funding. So,
Yes, on behalf of the Board of Selectmen, we make a motion authorizing Curtis Rand to administer the neglected cemetery grant in the amount of $2,500 from the Office of Policy and Management.
Yep. And we'll second that. So I will second that. And any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thanks. Streetlights. Many of you probably know that streetlights go out all the time. And we took over ownership of those streetlights some years ago, which saves the town a lot of money, and we also were able to control the amount of light. And I think the reason the committee that was working on this didn't really want big, huge orange lights everywhere. So, and CLP has been happy, Eversource, to have towns own them. We have a 10-year agreement with Turi Electric. They come out every month, and they come out on call to replace bulbs. So they have been telling us over the summer that the fixtures, of which the heads on the lamps, there are three different kinds, and they're all getting obsolete and hard to get parts for. And to replace them is about $1,000 each, those heads. There's 244 of them. There are new heads that are LED that will save a lot of electricity, and they probably won't be quite as historic looking, but I don't think most people look up. And some of them are already that kind of a head anyway, and we've never heard complaints. So those are much, much cheaper. I don't want to guess how much they are, but the thought was what most towns do is put out the purchase of the heads to bid and then hire somebody to install them. And we would work that with Turi, the installation, and probably put the lights out to bid. In the meantime, we have, I have flagged two telephone poles here on 41 on either side of Salmon Kill with a double orange flag. And we did two on a side street up on Lakeview in Lakeville. And those are, those pole numbers are on Lakeview are 690 and 693, I think. They have a double orange flag. I think that Turi will be here by next week to put two samples. I wanted to have them visible from a side street and also on Route 44. They'll be the same two different choices for LED. So if you take a look at those, if you remember to look up in the next month, and then we try and replace them, because we can't keep going with what we're doing, where the six or eight are out at a time, and then they have to go find parts.
They're incandescent right now, is that?
Some are incandescent, some are fluorescent. Every one of the replacement heads, the bulbs they've been putting in, fluorescent. So they actually don't think there's much of a rebate available from Eversource.
Okay.
But
LEDs
better change
last
set. The LEDs last 10 to 20 years.
That's good.
And I've asked them to ramp down the light because they're pretty bright sometimes. Some people love bright, some don't. But there are two choices, and there's one sort of for airport parking lots, and that's a little too bright. So we're trying to quiet it down. So keep your eyes out if you want to drive up Lakeview next month. Look up halfway down.
People could ride through Sharon, because Sharon replaced all their lights with LEDs, if they really wanted
they
to.
They did?
Every light is LED in Sharon.
Really?
Everyone.
Okay. That's good to know. So that will also be on a town meeting agenda, because I think it will, I don't know, cost us somewhere $30,000 or $40,000 probably. But don't quote me on that, because we have no idea yet. And the last regular business, we have some tax returns, tax refunds for Jean Bell. Want me to read those? She's asking for refunds to these following properties due to overpayment of taxes. Jonathan Bolton, 943.33. Steve Fitch, 132.45. Fornell Renee, 36.50. Honda Lease Trust, 26.23. Robert Segala, 42.15. Total of 12.10.66.
Make a motion that 12.10.66 for repayment of overpaid taxes to the before mentioned people.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Selectman reports, you got anything, Chris?
I'd just like to say what a great job the lower building, the landscaping is up there. I went up there the other day, and the paving, it's really beautiful. If you get a chance, you should look at it. The Board of Education did a great job up there. And the upper building looks great on the outside, too.
AJ wanted to bid that, the contractor on the lower building, but they couldn't pull it off this fall.
And I like the granite. I think the granite's going to hold up with the de-icing chemicals that are used nowadays.
Right. Okay, anything else? Okay, citizen comments. Marshall.
Well, I called Curtis about a concern that I had about an article that was written by Robbie Wallingford involving pedophilia and child abuse. And he rightfully told me it wasn't the right place to do it. The Board of Selectmen were the ones to bring the problem to. And I'm not going to mention any names. Anybody who saw the post by Robbie Wallingford on Facebook knows what I'm talking about. I think in this day and age, especially with what's happened just today with CBS, what happened with Hotchkiss, how these businesses are getting out in front of problems that are 30, 40, 50 years old. A woman at CBS who complained today was 88 years old. The problem happened when she was 40. I think Salisbury should follow Hotchkiss's lead and hire somebody who's independent and invite people to come in and tell their stories. And if selectmen find things like this has happened over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, come up with a way to make sure that it doesn't happen again. I mean, there's a statute of limitations. Nobody is looking for prosecution. They're just looking for the town to acknowledge possibly what happened with an independent investigation without it getting messy. I mean, I can petition for town meetings, but I think this Board of Selectmen is trustworthy enough to where you can hire somebody to do what Hotchkiss did and then have your report and deal with your report and then release what you want to release to the public. But I think it's time for the Board of Selectmen to consider this and to act on it. At this time, it's long overdue. I'm speaking as a Salisbury resident now, but somebody who went to high school with Robbie here back in the 70s. So that's my comment to the Board of Selectmen. I'd like to see you get involved and be proactive and just get an investigation done.
My name is Tanya Golden. I grew up in Salisbury, and I'm your neighbor now in Falls Village. My children participate greatly in all the recreation programs you have here. And I've been aware for decades of the alleged abuse, and I would like to request that the town conduct an investigation into the allegations of abuse from the former town recreation director.
I second that strongly.
I would like to third that. My name is Wiley Morey. I went to Salisbury Central School up until 1997. I graduated at Housatonic Regional High School. When I was a 12, 13-year-old boy, I was sexually harassed by R. Wilkerson with sexual comments and inappropriate hand touching. Now, whether this is classified as abuse, I guess, is up to subject of the law. But I believe that children that are 12 and 13 shouldn't be told they're sexy by a man who's supposed to be a mentor. And my brother Travis has similar stories of his inappropriate comments and actions. He once wrestled my brother in the locker room in front of other boys. And if Travis didn't fight him, he felt it could have gone in a worse direction. And he felt that the intent was perverted. And, you know, the statute of limitations is something that people have to start pressing because it's a loophole for creeps. And when you've done something to this extent, you should be removed from being around children. And you should be known for what your tendencies are. If it's a sickness, then get help. Well, a sick person like this was around for years. And honestly, I've always thought that I hope somebody comes out and tells the truth about it. And I've been trying to get my bravery up to say what happened to me, although I don't know where the law statutes what happened to me. But if I had my kid in school at that point and that happened to him, I'd want someone to stand for him. And I'm proud of Robert, and I think anybody who has experienced this side of this man, he's not going to do it to every kid. That isn't how predators work. But he did pray, and he definitely was inappropriate to me. He also threw a bat at me once against a cage that was 3-4 feet in front of me and three other seventh graders. And I was terrified of this man, and I think a lot of people were. And that's why it takes years to come out and say, this is what this guy was like. But I feel that this man was inappropriate to a lot of people, and what he did to me was inappropriate, and I just like to be stand for those who were wronged by him or want to find a voice to say that this man is inappropriate. And if anybody thinks that what I'm saying isn't true, well, there's no reason to come out against somebody if they have a strong character or a strong mentor and accuse them of something so disgusting. So I agree with an investigation and for this, the knowledge of this man to come forth. Thank you.
I'd like to just say that I went to school with Rob and spent a lot of time in the Wallingford home when Art was there. And he was creepy. He touched boys. And as a child, I'm going, ah, that's a little weird. He really likes all the boys. And going forward, time is now 45, as a six-year-old, I warned her in gymnastics that if Art ever touches you so that you feel uncomfortable, you are to tell me that's not allowed. And it did happen, and I pulled her out of gymnastics. So that's 45 years. My grandson is 9 years old. Art is still allowed to be alone with children on sailboats, whatever he's doing there. And we've had to warn my nine-year-old grandson. It's a reign of terror that really, really has to be addressed by the town.
Interesting. Okay. My name is Alice Moore Schaefer, and I myself never personally had an experience with him. I was Moore, so I wasn't in his class, so he didn't bother with the philosophy. I grew up with Jimmy Hickey. Jimmy was my buddy. Our families were very close. As you know, Jimmy committed suicide in 2010, but I spent some time with Jimmy probably about 9 months before he did this, and he told me that Art was sexually abused as a human lesbian. I kind of knew there was something. We all in the family knew there was something, but Jimmy wouldn't come out and say anything because he was so ashamed, and he struggled. He struggled his whole life. It took him through alcohol. It took him through places that he would have never ordinarily ever been. I got a phone call from his uncle, Mike, down in South Carolina after Jimmy died, and Mike told me the same thing. He said, I will come up there. This was 3 years ago. Mike said, I will come up there and I will go to, I will go toe-to-toe with this. He said, because it happened to me. He said, we were swimming up the big raft and he was trying to pull my bathing suit off. And of course, Mike was so sick that he couldn't make it because he was sick and he has since passed. So I'm here representing these people And I would never let my son Joey go anywhere near him. When there was swimming, I was on that beach. My son was never, because I knew there was something a little weird about him. So that's my comments.
Jeff?
Yeah, I'm Jeff Lloyd, and I'm a victim of this whole situation, and it's been pent up in me for probably 45 plus years, and gone through a lot of therapy, gone through a lot of relationships that, I think what happened to me has had a profound effect on my ability to stay in a relationship, and it just wears on you, and I think it's time that we all understand that this happened, and it's time to heal. And I think the way it's time to heal is I think there needs to be some sort of closure. And if there's no closure, there's no healing. So I think I would really like to see some sort of a committee or some sort of board or whatever it is to just investigate this, and let's put it to sleep for all of us that have been affected by this man. And this young woman next to me, Susie Miller, she was, raise your hand. She's come all the way from Rhode Island, and she is also a victim of this. And I think I remember when it happened, and it's, she's lived with it, and it's hard for her right now. She's in pain, and as you can see, she needs to heal. And this needs to go away, and it doesn't need to be swept under the carpet. Thank you.
My name is Lloyd Wallingford, Robbie's brother, and not too soon after Robbie was molested, Art took a liking to me. And over a period of about a year and a half, he sexually assaulted me on numerous occasions, both as a recreation director on town property, on town outings, at Hobnob, Hotchkiss School, skating, swimming, you name it, that was it. And I think it's time for the town of Salisbury to put an end to this. I had an opportunity 20 years ago when I first got back here from California, and I was talking about this at the Tyler household, and letters were written to Oprah and things were going on, you know, we were trying to get ahead of this. And I guess I just didn't have the gumption to continue it. And I just like to say that I'm sorry that I didn't, because I probably could have saved some kids from being molested. And having said that, Curtis, I think you owe it to the town of Salisbury and the children to make sure that it doesn't ever happen again. Thank you.
I have an additional comment. Since last Wednesday when Rob posted this on Facebook, I've been reaching out to people that I know, because for us, it's been common knowledge. This is a conversation that's been around our kitchen tables and in our living rooms for decades. So I was so relieved to see it coming away from our private sector. At that time, last Wednesday, I was aware of seven victims. Seven victims. Since last Wednesday, I privately have a list at home of 16 people who have been assaulted by Mr. Wilkinson.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously that just needs to be kept private, but I think it should be noted that, you know, there are 16 victims in less than a week that have come out to me through reaching out through social media and email, and that there are 18 souls in this room really, really desiring for the town to make
protect
this right.
The children.
And
protect the children.
Yeah.
So.
I'd like to comment that the fear that these kind of sick people feed off of is why the statute has to be pushed, because people are not comfortable expressing this. My father was Arthur Murray, and he was afraid of no man. And perhaps the reason that I didn't tell anybody...
He was a friend of mine.
And the reason why I didn't tell anybody was because my dad would have probably went to the school and shot him just for touching me. And the fact that I didn't share this has eaten at me. And I am so sorry if not standing... A boy doesn't know to stand against this man. But now, maybe we can start a precedent for standing and for speaking to our parents and not feeling like you did something to pull this to you. And people need to open their eyes to the nature of this abuse. That's not something you go and tell everybody. It's something you hide away, and it's something that sometimes you even forget until something makes you remember this one day. And there should not be the loophole of 5 years or 48 years old so that molesters and abusers can get away with it. This is the most serious crime you can do to a human being, to steal their innocence and childhood. It's the absolute worst. And for these people to continue to get away from it, I would do anything to try to protect children from this injustice in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah. My name is Tamara Cruz, and I just want to thank everybody for being here today. I think that everybody had the power and courage to speak up. And I hope other people have that power and courage. I was personally affected by art, but there were other things that happened, and I'm happy to see that everybody's come up to show. I'm sorry, Wiley, I love you. You know, I want to see kids get protected. And I know the statute of limitations, but eventually I would like to come forward and say what happened to me by a member of our community who still walks around and nothing happened. And it kills me. And that's all.
And my name is Tara, and I too have, you know, art was kind of like the scary man that everybody knew about. But, you know, and I think the thing is that all of us just couldn't understand how so many people knew about all this and spoke about all this and just continue to get away from it, you know, get away with it. He was always, you know, present at the lake. And my daughter too, when she started going to extras, I had to tell her, like, if this bad man tries to take you, you know, don't you ever go with him. Like, things that you don't want to have to tell your children. And, you know, and I think there was a lot of people didn't understand why. You know, nothing was ever done about it. Or, you know, I know a lot of people are ashamed, and there's shame that comes with it, even though there shouldn't be. But I think it would just really help people heal to see that, you know, finally something gets done. Because obviously this man has received a pension or something from the, I don't know what the town, what the recreation director gets from when they retire. I mean, he must be getting some kind of retirement.
He hasn't worked as the, I mean, for, I think 13 or 15 years it's been Lisa and Paul, but I haven't honestly looked at all that.
Right, but volunteers to be alone with the children.
But I don't think, I mean, I think there should be, there should be an investigation, and I think that he should not be permitted to be around children.
That's what I was going to say.
Anybody knows anything about anybody else that's still trying to show me they could speak up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that nobody is around our no one is allowed to be, no children are allowed to be in his class, in his presence, on a canoe, in a sailboat, anywhere.
We can figure that out pretty quickly.
Thank you
for listening.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm very sorry about this, and I wrote your brother a little message that I just was stunned and didn't know what to say. So this is sort of new territory for us, and
I might say that some time ago, Art was relieved of his recreation ship and sent away, fired, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then he was hired back.
Well, all of these stories are, I think they're new to us.
Okay. No, you did.
And
you
inherited. I know a lot of you in this room, and I hear you, and it's heartfelt. So I really don't have much else to say right now, except we will certainly take all this to heart. So, Jeff.
Yeah, one more thing. I think we all grew up in a time where parents didn't listen to the kids, or things were sort of swept under the carpet. I remember my senior year, a teacher in the high school, I had done some work at his house, and on the way home, he tried to molest me. And on the way home, I got home, I told my father what had happened. My father wrote a letter to the teacher. The copy of the letter went to the head of the English department, went to the principal, the vice principal, board of education, superintendent, and nothing came of it. So back when all this was happening, it, most likely nothing would have ever happened because, oh, that didn't happen, or just a slap on the hand. But I think in the light of what's been happening in the past 10 years, 15 years, this has become a real serious issue. And I just want to let you know that we, I mean, just, it does happen, it happened years ago, but I think a lot of people just
don't want it to happen again.
Didn't want to deal with it. We don't want it to happen again.
I think, yeah, and I think the police reports, or the lack thereof, is because of fear.
Yeah.
And it's not something we should be afraid of anymore. We should not have that fear.
It's time.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
Yeah. Could the selectman get back to us?
Someone else.
Thank you.
Denise? My name is Denise Gaynor, and I was on the swim team for 6-7 years when I was young. My sister grew up in Lakeville. I never personally had an experience with him, although, like everybody else has said, I always felt like something wasn't right. I saw things that were shady. But I have been in child care for 3/4 of my life.
Over 30 years.
I love children. I worked at the Housatonic Daycare for 20 years. I've been at Berkshire School Daycare. I love children. I was at the lake this summer and I saw Art there. And I have that's why I'm here. My concern is for these children. Somebody has to protect these children because there's kids all over the beach, including your grandchild, where they just go off to the bat, they're up on the swings, they're all over the place. And it's scary because I did see him there this summer and I feel the same way. I always warn my kids too.
Okay. I appreciate all this.
It's the only public appearance we have.
I'm sorry for it, and we will take some kind of... we'll work on this immediately.
So. We'll just let the keep us updated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and I'm sorry you have these stories, and we'll take it from there with all seriousness. All right, God bless. Any other comments? Bob?
No.
Yeah. I'm Michelle, and I'm here to stand up for all you people and let you all know that it's not your fault. And just because you did not come forward, you're not responsible for what that disgusting pig did to you all. He's been so bad. And I'm trying to be calm, and I have been for a while, but it's so disgusting because I knew he was a disgusting pig back then. When I went to do gymnastics, I wouldn't even do it because I couldn't stand that guy because he was disgusting. He makes your skin crawl. And every time I see him in town or anywhere, he makes me sick.
Here.
I am so sorry that he did this to you and all you children because he is disgusting. I want to see him prosecuted. I don't care what any of them. I want to see him prosecuted for what he did to all these children.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.